This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe in the coronavirus effort, too. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have over there for you. All right, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Rod Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
And all 42 people outside the window, because we gained a few, are clapping and applauding and being very vibrant. Because you're on the air, and you're in Michigan, and we're going to find out stuff about Michigan that people don't know about, might not want to know. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to put it on the line here. So here we are. Was this election stolen by Democrats? Many people say yes. Now come the lawsuits. Will any of that change anything?
In my opinion, yes. Because I think there's enough outstanding evidence that will surface. There was a lot of cheating. There was a lot of wrong things going on in this particular race. Even in the state of Michigan, you've got over almost 200,000 ballots still outstanding, mostly mail-ins and absentee. And, of course, they are expected to help nominee Joe Biden clinch Michigan. But around this country, I just think there were certain nefarious activities, just enough that when this thing goes to court, and I think evidence will come forth because of trial in court, it will prove that the Democrats did wrong things. And I think it will be enough evidence that Trump will remain in the White House.
All right.
Now, I know that goes against popular opinion.
No, it doesn't go against popular opinion. It goes against Democratic opinion and some of the numbers that the media is putting out there, not the individuals. Now, let's talk about that for a second. I believe the mainstream media, and you can start with Fox if you want, was in the tank for the Democrats and the Biden campaign.
Oh, heck yeah, they were. That's why millions of us turned to Newsmax and elsewhere, One American News. And you could see it was evident. I don't understand it. You know what Joe Biden stands for. You know what his supporters and the party stand for. Permanently damaging this country beyond repair. This is what they want to do. And for the Fox News and the other networks, it's like trying to commit suicide politically and economically and otherwise. Mm-hmm. When you look at all the wonderful things that this president has done internationally and nationally, he just officially took us out of the Paris Accords. Finally got us out of that permanently. I mean, one thing after another, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And of course, there are people who say, well, he did a few things that, you know, he put himself in this position. Well, you know what? American people should be intelligent enough to overlook his imperfections. I mean, what, you know, it's like they raised the standard. Well, he's not perfect, so, well, he deserved to lose. Well, no, America will be harmed.
Well, let me bring something out that was brought up here in some of the earlier discussions before you came on. People believe that Donald Trump should now release the wolves from the DOJ and the Durham investigation and get all that stuff out there and let it fall where it may, plus appoint a special prosecutor, one of the permanent ones that can't be touched by the next administration, to go in and investigate everything Biden.
That should be done. But who can he get? Who can he trust?
That's the problem. You can't
trust Bob Barr. You can't trust Durham. And you can't, it's almost as if so many people are either bought off.
Yeah, but the Attorney General Bob Barr is the one who has to appoint the special prosecutor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I can't trust him. He was the one. I was wondering when he was appointed, what is this? What Barr? And eventually I remembered that Barr helped the Clintons back in the Whitewater days. He's a swamp guy.
You're sure of that?
Yeah.
Okay, because you need to, you know, now if you say something, you got to pretty much produce it as proof, or guess what? It doesn't mean anything. There's too much conjecture going on the Internet. Yeah.
It's not just Internet. I will send it to you. I mean, it's there.
Well, I want you to listen to something here. Let me see if I can get it up here. All right, we got a caller calling in here. Let me see where I'm going to go. All right, good morning, caller. Who's this? Mel?
Mel here, Saratoga Springs, New York. I want to say that I totally 100% agree with Ron on his thoughts on the corruption of the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign. These people need to be locked up and punished for treason. That's how bad this has gotten.
Okay, you're going to get...
Yep. And everybody, God bless America.
Thank you. You did that just right, because you were going to get cut off right there. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, who will be playing an Edwards Notebook here in just a couple minutes. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you what I know about Moss Nissan. The brand new 2021 Rogues are in right now, and I'll tell you what. They have made some incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come with standard intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue is nearly driving itself right now. And I know this because I've driven many miles in the Rogue. I've had four of them since I've been with Moss Nissan. And I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service that you get, too, from Moss Nissan. So, don't forget, Moss Care, included with every vehicle purchased, a tremendous value-added pack beta service that makes the servicing of your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. And remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, too, which puts pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Now, Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan and Acura store on Florida Avenue, side by side. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to get to an Edwards Notebook in a minute because I'm going to ask you to do a special favor. Can you stick around for an extra segment?
Sure.
Good. All right. No, now, we got a couple callers on the line. I want to get there right away. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
Okay, troublemaker, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to say on Fox News, it seems that just recently I heard where Paul Ryan got on the board of Fox News.
Yes.
If you start looking at who's at the top on these boards, and I don't know how you find that out, but you'd be surprised. Dr. Fauci on the board of Moderna, making all that money. Just start looking at that, and you can only hope and pray that President Trump just hangs in there, hope and pray that he can get that court through, because otherwise it just looks a little bit too powerful.
Okay, and all right, thank you, Mary. And by the way, when you talk about how you can find out about the boards, that's public knowledge. Go to the company you want to find out about, and you'll find out, especially publicly listed customers, companies. All right, back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob from Atlanta, Captain. Hello.
Yes, sir, sir.
So McCain's daughter, I understand, actually campaigned for Biden.
She did.
That's reprehensible. Yep. Yep. Reprehensible. But let me ask you this. Where's George W. Bush been?
Nowhere.
Where has he been?
Yeah, nowhere.
Shame. Shame on him. Shame on him. And let me tell you, I love Trump. I love that man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, thank you. Yep, and again, Donald Trump is not going to go anywhere as far as disappearing from sight and all that stuff. He may not be the president. That may, in fact, be what's going to happen. But he started a movement, Ron, and that movement is alive and well and is going to stay around. And I would not be surprised. Now, I'm going to go out on a real limb here. You ready?
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if we don't hear about a new political party starting up. Maybe it'd be called the Trump Party.
We need to do something, and we need to do something very major. But I do believe that Donald Trump is going to go to court, and there's some details that may come out that may end up keeping him in the White House, because I just cannot believe that the American people were so stupid that they gave up a good thing like this to go to a Joe Biden who literally would destroy, wants to destroy this country along with his co-workers in the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to play something here real quick. I told you I was going to play that tape, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, all right, real quick. 352 U.S. counties in 29 states managed to have 1.8 million more registered voters and eligible voting age citizens. In other words, the registration rates of these counties exceeds 100% of the eligible voters, and you've got eight states showing statewide registration rates exceeding 100%, including Alaska, Colorado, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
Yeah, and that comes from Judicial Watch, and that story was originally published back last fall.
Yeah, but here we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this scenario has been played out, and it needs to be talked about now.
Well, they need to purge their roles, and some states never got around to doing it for whatever reason. I believe the legislatures stopped them, or the governor said, nope, not going to do it. But anyway, listen to what I'm about to play here. This is a good friend of mine, good friend of the show's, retired Lieutenant General USAF Thomas McEnany, who was a friend of schoolmate of my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely. Listen to this.
...of operational career, and I'm in the cloud business now, and that's why I'm so intimately familiar with what Hammer and Scorecard can do, and nobody knows it. Nobody knows
it. Okay, now, also, you're one of the most revered officers in the U.S. Air Force, an unbelievable career. I want to go to Hammer. Hammer was the single most important and the single most sophisticated, basically, system that came up after 9/11 for really intelligence or counterintelligence about radical Islamic jihad and the ability to monitor that. Is that how the beginning of this started? Was a foreign surveillance system that allowed the national security and intelligence apparatus to watch our enemies. Is that how this thing started?
That's how it started, Steve. Very sophisticated, very, very capable. And the fact it was then adopted with the software packages like on your iPhone to the voting business. And it was to be used, and it was used in foreign countries. And so it was then moved over into the CIA, and they started looking at U.S. citizens. That is illegal. The CIA cannot look at U.S. citizens, and only the FBI with the proper FISA warrants, et cetera. Sydney knows all about this. You know all about this. And it is extremely important that this was taken out of the CIA when the Obama administration left. They used some kabuki to get it out. They still have it up and running. We know where it is located. We know it's active tonight. It's active. They've been looking at a whole host of things, as has the DNC, using false IPs. And they are looking around, and they are trying to set up this voting thing.
Well, that's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
And that's that comes from a gentleman who is as reputable as the day is long with contacts in the Sydney he talked about was Sidney Powell.
Well, I love Sidney Powell, but, yeah, it sounds credible to me, but...
What do we do?
Yeah. Yeah, what do we do?
It was, it was something devised to control elections overseas in other countries to where we could control who got elected to office. How about them apples?
Yeah, it's not good stuff, man. Not good stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then they decided to use it in the U.S., and it was apparently, according to the general, it was used in 2012 on Mitt Romney.
But, you know, can they prove it and do people
That's
believe
the
it?
Problem. That's the problem. Can they prove it? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're just two people sitting here talking about it. But we got it out there. Now it's up to the people. And by the way, I think we talked about this earlier. At least if we didn't, we're going to right now. We need the United States and our friend, in the Trump administration need to get out all the information, all the investigations, all the material now about Joe Biden, his son, Obama, anybody and everybody that they got. It all needs to come out.
Yeah, but can they get it out? Do they have people around that they can depend on to get it out? Because, you know, there's so much stuff that's already there. But people, Blob Bar and others, are unwilling to bring it out for some reason. Are they paid off? Are they afraid? Are they just against Trump? Is Durham a Trump hater? I don't, you know, what are these people doing? They have so much information and on Biden and his family. They know it's there.
Okay.
But what did Durham say?
All right, we're going to the break. You're going to stick around for an extra segment, so don't go anywhere. We're going to play the Edwards Notebook at the bottom of the hour. Ron Edwards will be right back. And by the way, for the record, there were 6 unfaithful electors who didn't vote for the person they were supposed to in 2016. Gee, wouldn't that be interesting if those electors don't vote for Biden, they vote for Trump, and we're like at 265 with Trump or something like that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Just throwing it out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election moves into its third day, President Trump's re-election campaign filed lawsuits in many battleground states on Wednesday, claiming voting irregularities and last-minute rule changes by Democrat judges in these states. The campaign has also asked for a recount in Wisconsin. Democrat Party lawyer Mark Elias said on Twitter, "The Trump campaign is filing a number of meritless lawsuits around the country. Don't be deceived. They know they have lost, and this is all they have left." Tropical Depression Eta is moving over Honduras, bringing the heavy rains that have caused deadly landslides while drenching the countries east and the north of neighboring Nicaragua. The long-term forecast called for Eta to spin back into the Caribbean late Thursday and then reform as a tropical storm Friday, possibly reaching Cuba on Sunday and southern Florida on Monday. Thursday night football tonight, the San Francisco 49ers host the Green Bay Packers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, Bo Browning will be in the studio in a few minutes. We're going to wrap up here with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, Ron, you can't make this stuff up that we're talking about here. This has been going on all night long. First of all, a Democratic fundraiser memo about 10 days ago predicted that Biden was going to win the election with 290 electoral votes. And that could indeed be the case, couldn't it?
It could be the case, especially when you cheat your way into that position. But how would they know way ahead of time, supposedly way ahead of time, by what percentage the president's going to win? I mean, if you're in that position, why would you publicly state something like that? Just like in the media, you had these so-called prognosticators telling ahead
easy
of time
for you
about
to say.
Arizona. Yeah, Arizona.
I got a new occupation for you. You ready?
Sure.
Pollster. Are they done or what?
It should be.
Some of them are.
They're full of crap. Most of them are full of crap. They're in the tank for a certain political party called Democrats, and that's how they roll. That's how they roll with their information.
Well, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish our segment with this before I play an Edwards Notebook. The Bloomberg conglomerate poured $100 million into Florida, Ohio, and Texas,
yeah.
And
yeah.
All the people that they pulled the money in for lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Yeah.
And $300 million was spent by others total across the country in various Democratic races. And every race they poured it in, they lost.
And see, that's a little encouraging. Across the state, a lot of state elections, Republicans picked up ground. And that's encouraging for the future because all politics is local. And you know how when you have a groundswell, of a of Republicans. Right. I think that will bode well in the long run.
Well, we will talk to you on Tuesday, unless I talk to you ahead of time somewhere in your show or whatever the deal is. But you take care. Have a great day. And I will talk to you then.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye
Ron
now.
Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, speaking of an Edwards Notebook, guess what?
Facing up to the China threat. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, I personally believe that unless the United States of America seriously takes on the threat of communist China, it will not bode well for our beloved republic. We are literally at risk of losing the war that China has been waging against the United States and was literally unchallenged until the election of President Donald Trump. The Chinese Communist Party has been bullying nations like Australia, New Zealand, and numerous other countries throughout Africa. During the Obama regime, China was so emboldened, she, along with Russia, installed a major military presence in Venezuela and very recently provided Venezuela with the latest military technology for numerous naval vessels. The forces of globalism and globalist lackeys in the United States federal government have for years cut deals that gave China a clear advantage over our republic, especially regarding trade agreements that transferred our wealth to China and literally paid for the massive Chinese military that threatens every nation, including our own. For there to be peace, America must be strong. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right. And now joining us in studio, we have Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
You surprised with the election results? Did that shock you a little bit?
Yeah, I am definitely a little surprised.
Okay, now we got it right in Florida, but it seems that a lot of these other states, you know, there's a couple hundred thousand votes over here, a couple hundred thousand over there, whatever over here, whatever over there, and they're not being flown in by airplanes, so can't blame you guys.
Definitely can't blame National Aviation Academy or any of the other aviation maintenance technician schools around the country. It is surprising, you know, especially since Florida, what happened here in Florida. Usually that's, you know, a sign of what's going to happen across the country. So,
well, it started
with the exception with New York and California, right?
Yeah, it started out that way. And of course, then they like shut the switch up because they didn't want to show the wave that was beginning to develop. And it was pretty obvious what happened. But let's talk about something for a second here. You have two locations. You have one in Concord, Mass., the National Aviation Academy there, and you have one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, what's the difference between the two? People keep asking me, what's the difference? Are they both the same?
Really, the difference between the two locations is, you know, outside of the geographic difference, is down here in Florida at our Clearwater campus, we run a day shift and a night shift. We have a 14-month aviation maintenance technology program and a 21-month aviation maintenance professional program, along with a 7-month advanced aircraft systems program. And up in our Concord, Massachusetts location, we only have the we only run a day shift currently, and we only have the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program.
Now, I've got a question, and it's the first time we've had this question on the show. It's coming from AJ, and AJ is in Nebraska. Is there a difference in the certification you get if you go to school in Massachusetts versus going to school in Florida? Is he talking about the FAA certification?
The certification that you receive from the school. So if you're a student enrolled in the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program down here in Florida, or a student that's enrolled in the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program up there in Concord, Massachusetts, you know, the program is slightly different because in Massachusetts we teach general airframe power plant. In Florida, we teach general power plant airframe. So when you finish, you have the same graduate certificates, essentially. You have the same ability to take the FAA written exams, and your airframe and power plant certifications or ratings that you get from the Federal Aviation Administration are exactly the same. So National Aviation Academy gets all the prerequisites out of the way that qualify you or enable you to take the FAA-required examinations to get your airframe and power plant ratings as an airman.
Okay, I've got a question here from Gabe, and Gabe is in San Francisco, California, listening to us out there. He's saying, how much does it cost to go to school? I'm not a veteran. I'd have to get a loan, or is there no set price?
No, yeah, you know, National Aviation Academy has a set price. So, one of the things we do is, we provide all the tools. So, we provide tools, we provide uniforms, uniform shirts, I should say. And when you show up at National Aviation Academy, literally all you have to do is bring yourself and a good work ethic to the campus, and we provide everything else for you. So, what is the price of our training right now? You'd have to go online to NAA.edu, set up to chat with one of our admissions representatives, and our admissions representatives will talk to you about the price of the school. You can also do research online, comparison shopping between schools. You'll find that National Aviation Academy is very, very competitive when it comes to price, quality of program and all that. But definitely contact us, see if the price is something that you can work with. And, again, we have a financial aid department that can assist you with seeing what your eligibility is for any type of possible federal aid or grant scholarships, different things like that. Our financial aid department can assist walking you through all that stuff.
Well, I think I have a little better answer to that, and it's called the amount of pay you're going to be getting right off the bat could start around $60,000 if you get the luck of the draw and you wind up going overseas or you wind up doing a lot of extra overtime. You could very easily build that up to a six-figure salary, and the least of your problems would be how much it costs to have the education, because you get a lot of money real quick right off the bat, and boom, it's paid for. End of story, you're done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The aviation business has been very, very good to me. I mean, obviously right now everybody's a little concerned about what's going on in the United States and around the world, but air traffic's going to pick up. The bottom line is people are going to start traveling. We're still flying products all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
All this online shopping, it doesn't
Prime.
Happen.
I keep seeing Prime aircraft. That's Amazon.
Cargo's mm-hmm. huge. Huge. So, nope. Aviation maintenance is not going away in this country nor around the world. So, it's a good time if you have the ability, go back to school, learn a skill set, a skill set you'll have for life.
All right. Well, hold that thought, Bo. And folks, when we come back, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. Bo Browning is here with us from the National Aviation Academy. And, a lot of stuff going on in the world in which we live. We're going to get a real fast sports rundown from Patrick Hyland, and then we'll move on from there. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch all across the country. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this segment, the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Fair and Fair. Remember, justice is a right for all, not just a privilege for the few. Call the personal injury attorneys at Fair and Fair. Their number, 877-245-6707. 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And let's jump over to Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy. Okay, there's not much going on in sports, but what is going on?
Well, San Francisco and Green Bay will be playing this evening unless there's a COVID-19 halt to it, but hopefully not. But amazing, Wisconsin, Green Bay. A lot of things going on in there in Wisconsin, Captain. Let me ask you a question. If the population of Wisconsin is 5.8 million and 5.4 million voted, that kind of makes me wonder. How about you, sir?
Well, I know where you're going with this, but I'll go one step further. I'll one-up you. We had one of the precincts up there had 3,500 voters in it, and they had 7,500 absentee ballots returned.
I mean, come on, man. This is getting ridiculous.
Now, is that being challenged? Is that being challenged in court? Yes.
Good. Because this is getting ridiculous, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, yep. Hey, Captain, we're talking about sports right now for a minute, but unfortunately, politics has turned into blood sport.
It is.
And it should never have been that way. Mm. And number two is anybody who's worth their salt, I don't mind you beating me, Captain, just beat me straight up. Mm-hmm. And that's I would say 95% of people feel that way. 5% are going to cry no matter what, but 95% go, hey, man, you were the better man today. Mm. Good, congratulations. And that's what's the beauty of sports. Yeah, you know, tomorrow morning we'll talk more about sports. It's a big political day. We'll talk about the college games coming up this weekend, the pro games coming up. Nothing in the way of basketball or hockey right now. Normally we would be talking about it, but because of this COVID-19 situation and just a crazy year all around, Captain. So, you know, I'm going to hold you up. I know you have a lot of things you want to discuss with the listeners on the Political View.
Yep.
But we'll talk some more sports tomorrow, so please tune in.
Now, give me your phone segment number. Let's tell everybody how to get a hold of you real quick.
Okay, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. It's Medicare season. So give me a call. Let me look at your Medicare plan and see if there's something better for you. Thanks,
right.
Captain. God bless.
Thank you very much. And that's Patrick Holland from the Sports Zone. You hear him on the weekends here on this flagship station of mine from 11 to 12. Okay. And we had a caller in there, but the caller hung up. So much for that idea. Okay. Mr. Bo, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. That's good because a lot of things are going on. Now, I've got a request here from Arizona. Now, who is this? This is Ray, and Ray is in Phoenix, Arizona. And he's saying, first of all, I'm getting out of the military. I'm Army. I don't know anything about airplanes, but I sure have heard you and your guests talk about the aviation maintenance tech certification. What is involved for someone like me? Where would I have to go? Who would I talk to? So let's give him the phone number, first of all, 800-659-2080. Okay.
Absolutely. You know, call National Aviation Academy. Go online. Look at naa.edu. You know, also, but one of the very first things you need to do is you need to go ahead and get all your documentation, your certificates of eligibility for your GI Bill benefits. You know, make sure you get all of your medical, your VA benefits, get all of that stuff taken care of as you're transitioning out of the military. It will help you greatly as you get into looking for a school to go to. When you contact National Aviation Academy, like I said, we have full-blown financial aid department. We have a school certifying official for veterans benefits. You know, they can assist you going through that process. But the more information you have about your benefits, it will make it much, much easier for you. You know, for example, you may rate vocational rehabilitation. You may rate some benefits under some other things for being a veteran. Everybody's situation is different. So, you know, make sure you have all of that information available. Look into it. You know, compare all the schools. Make sure that National Aviation Academy is the right fit for you. And by all means, give us a call. We're here to help you. You know, we're here to assist you walking through that process. And, you know, the more information you have available, the more things you get done as you transition out of the military, the much easier it makes it for you in the civilian world. You know, your benefits are very, very important. And a lot of veterans, we don't understand our benefits as we transition out. So the more you do that, the more you ask those questions, the better off you're going to be in everything you do in the civilian world.
Now, I got a question here from Taylor, and Taylor is chiming in from Michigan, and thank you for listening to us up there, Taylor. She says she's going to be coming to your school in Clearwater, and she's going to be having a motorhome she's going to be living in. Now, do you have a place for a motorhome, or would she have to find a mobile home park or something?
Sure, absolutely. So, as you come down here, our student services department can assist with finding a place for you to park that motorhome. Obviously, if you show up with a motorhome, you got to stop into the school, take care of some business before you start. You know, that's really not a problem. But there are many, many motorhome type of parks here in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, so they're everywhere.
So it's not going to be difficult for you to find a place to put your motorhome. And, you know, we've had students do this over the years. There's a lot of really nice places where you can park your motorhome.
Now, are you going to have, and this is a question I asked you a couple of weeks ago, and you really didn't have an answer. Maybe you do now. You used to have those job fairs, and people would be outside, and it was all outside. Now, you can do this because you can social distance and all that stuff. But would you be considering having one of those in the not-too-distant future?
So we used to have the open houses in the fall of the year. You know, and a lot of that would be outside, you know, and it would transition to the inside of the building. So people come through and take tours. We used to have three career fairs in person at each one of our campuses, every year. Obviously, with the whole, COVID-19 issue, you know, career fairs are few and far between, but we have, like everybody else, trying to do some virtual career fairs. As a matter of fact, our New England campus had one yesterday. It was either yesterday or today. They're having a virtual career fair up there. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's changing times for us right now. We hope to get back to the in-person career fairs because that is really, you know, the icing on the cake for the students. People get to really see, you know, all those employers and really feel the energy and the future that's there in aviation maintenance.
Got an internet question from Mark in Arkansas. I probably shouldn't ask you this, but I'm going to. It is a question. Depending on who gets elected president, what's the future for the aviation maintenance industry?
Hopefully, well, one, like
I don't think it's going to change one way or the other.
Yeah, like I've always said, you know, airplanes are still going to fly.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, for me, in the position I've been in and the jobs I've held, you know, prior to working here at National Aviation Academy, it's more the question of the training process. You know, that's going to be where the change comes about. I mean, obviously, Democrats have their own opinion about schools and things like that. You know, so we'll just have to wait and see and see what happens there with higher education.
Okay, well, thanks, Bo, for coming in, folks. That's Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. The website, the phone number to call to schedule an appointment is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. All right, well, I got to tell you right here before we depart for the day that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. They've been there for a number of years. They've got a great business. They're the absolute best at what they do. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by, see Jill and the gang in the store, say howdy-howdy to them, take a look at what they have to offer. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number to call and set up an appointment for service is 941-922-2345, or you can just stop by the store. Number again, 941-922-2341. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, folks, this is going to be another busy day. Everybody and everything is out there in these states, these battleground states, trying to figure out where we're going to go next. And I will tell you that Nevada will be at least noontime before we get more votes counted there, so don't expect anything soon there. And everything else that's going on right now, just take it with a grain of salt until you hear it. And Fox has been jumping a gun. We know that with some of these state projections. Hopefully they won't do it with the next few remaining ones because it's too darned important. And I'll see y'all tonight on the radio. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of trouble. And next week, I'll be down at Mixon's in Bradenton. Next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.